On Halloween night, the special occasion famous for all things supernatural, a rather ghostly and incredible bounce of a ball undid Donegal at the end of a pulsating and remarkable ladies football championship clash with All-Ireland champions Dublin. It finished at Kingspan Breffni Park, Dublin 2 goals and 13 points, Donegal 2 goals and 10 points, meaning that barring a remarkable result when Dublin meet Waterford next week, Maxi Curran's side have been eliminated from the race for the All-Ireland championship. They can feel very, very hard done by here. They fell badly behind in the first half. They played with the wind and trailed by a goal and 7 points to a goal and 2 at half time. They scored the first 2 points of the game through Yvonne Bonner and a free from Geraldine McLaughlin. But other than that, Dublin dominated the half, and only a Nicola Gordon goal scrambled over the line in heavy traffic kept Donegal in any kind of contention. However, they were a transformed side after half time. Donegal introduced a much more running-based game, heavily boosted by the introduction of Clara Connor and Ailish Ward off the bench, who played a huge role. And gradually they worked their way back into the game. An opportunist goal from Geraldine McLaughlin made it 1-7 to 2-2, and Donegal were back within a point when, just before the water break, a high looping shot from Sinead Ahern came back off the upright, bounced in the small parallelogram and somehow spun back into the net, completely deceiving Denise McElhenney in the Donegal goal. It was an incredible score, and it was followed up with another free to push Dublin 5 points clear, 2-12 to 2-7. Donegal rallied again in the latter stages. Karen Guthrie and Geraldine McLaughlin kicked a series of frees to bring it back within 2 points. And with some justification, manager Maxi Curran was disappointed that there weren't at least one or two yellow cards in that sequence, as Dublin took the approach to make sure to bring down the Donegal runner at all costs. Ultimately, however, they never got the clean sight on goal that they needed to try and raise a third green flag, and Dublin struck on the break for an insurance point at the very, very end of the game, coming from Noel Healy. So realistically, even though Donegal still have another game to come against Waterford in 2 weeks' time, in a three-team round-robin group with only the winners topping, they need an absolute remarkable result and a win for Waterford next weekend to keep them in contention. Disappointing outcome in the end, but ultimately Donegal can feel incredibly happy that they went toe-to-toe with the All-Ireland football champions and were only undone by what can be described as a seasonal goal, as it was something out of the supernatural that ultimately decided the game. Final score at Kingspan Breffni Park: Dublin 2 goals and 13 points, Donegal 2 goals and 10 points.